If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
Oh, man. So, the budget speech got delivered yesterday.
Finally.
Whether or not it's going to get voted for in Parliament is another story. The DA is still saying no. And as EFFETINI, but to get some bond. I want us to put our economist hats on today. And economics is a saying, hard head, soft heart. Basically, when you're deciding economic policy, you need to be very forthright about what you're doing, be hard-headed about it, but then also have a soft heart because these decisions affect millions of people.
Of course.
The best way I can think to describe it is if you had somebody who was controlling your household budget, like you as a parent, right? Mm-hmm. When your kids come to you and they say, Mom, we would like sweets. You tell them, no, you cannot have sweets. Mm. If you're out and your kids go, Mom, I'd like to have McDonald's. You tell them there's food at home. What would be a problem, though, is if there was no food at home. Mm-hmm. Because then the kids would starve. And unfortunately, in South Africa, the last time I checked, there's over 17 million people that rely on the government for social grants. Mm. That means they have no job, they have no means for them to live without government intervention. And those grants weigh down heavily on our fiscus, right? Also, economically, money that goes towards social grants is not seen as money that is productive. It's necessary, but it's not productive. Let me explain what I mean by that. If somebody came to you poor and they said, please, may I borrow 100 rand? Mm-hmm. Then you ask them, what are you going to do with 100 rand? They said, I'm going to go consume it. I won't say consume it or what, but I'll just spend it and get something. Mm-hmm. Then that'll be it. It's like they're saying, give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day.
Yeah.
Teach a man to fish and then he'll eat forever, right? Mm-hmm. Because once that 100 rand is gone, they'll come back to you and ask for another 100 rand.
True.
Clockwork.
However, if they said, please give me 100 rand, and he said, what do you want the 100 rand for? And they said, I'm going to buy apples for 80 rand, and then I'm going to sell the apples for 150 rand. Do you see that they're not going to come back to you now for another 100 rand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Social grants, unfortunately, are just consumption. So, Messi Penny and Lou Mali, we need to go back and keep paying more. And that's why you see that in the budget, the social grants keep increasing because, obviously, there's inflation. So if you're giving somebody 350 rand last year, the 350 rand doesn't go as far this year. So this is why we're going to keep being in this hole because majority of those South Africans that fall in the 17 million are uneducated, are unemployable, which is even worse,
yeah.
Right? They've got no future prospects of getting a job.
Mm.
Now, I ask you, with your hard head and your soft heart, what can we do about this? The DA is straight up saying, guys, enough is enough. Cut.
With regards to social grants specifically.
Yes.
Oh, that's a bit of a difficult one. Because as you say, these are people who find themselves in situations where they sometimes are unemployable, not because they do not have the means to be employable. Some of them, unfortunately, because they are in indigent households and there is no other means of income. So you can't really sit from your perch of privilege and say, I go see to finish. See to finish where?
Mm. You know? Another thing that's worth noting, by the way, is very few people, if any, are poor because of their own doing.
Mm.
It's all situational.
Yeah.
And so now when you consider that, the government has a moral duty to intervene and help those people out. Fundo?
Mm, I think so. And quite pleased that they really continue with the social spending. And that was the argument that the finance minister had raised, that if we're going to perhaps look at corporate tax, which he decided not to touch, that what you're really doing here is getting a lot of people retrenched and you'll have more social spending. So he didn't touch corporate tax, didn't touch company tax and all of that, and then went straight to say we need to save or at least continue to have the SRD grant. So I would say that if the Democratic Alliance or anybody else says we should do away with the social grants, it would be problematic in a country such as ours where unemployment is quite high. And right now they're going to increase it above inflation, which is also good. So, and increase the VAT zero rated products as well. That basket will also assist. So I think all in all, the finance minister did fairly well with this specific address, given all the circumstances and issues that we have to deal with.
Now, Saul, here's the thing.
Yeah.
As a taxpayer, the finance minister just delivers a speech, but the money comes out of your pockets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Actually, you are the one that's paying for this increase. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
Hey, man, it doesn't feel good, but at the same time, like, I personally know some people who are on these grants, and I know and I see what they mean to them. So it doesn't feel good, honestly, that, the economy is lopsided and there's people, a very small pool, in fact, of people are paying the tax for everybody else to survive. But as an African, I understand, and I'm okay with it. As long as my tax is not increasing, yes, VAT, we all get affected by it, but I'm okay with it, especially because I see the difference. And when you say these people are poor and unemployable, I see some of them, and I know that there's no chance this guy's getting a job, and this is what he's going to rely on till he pretty much dies. So I understand.
I need to ask, are we saying that the government needs to get rid of grants with regards to SASSA, or specifically just the SRD grant? Because remember, that was never budgeted for in the first place, and it was meant to just be for COVID relief. 5 years down the line, we're still carrying that huge cost.
Well, strictly speaking, when we speak about grants, we speak about all grants.
No, I understand.
Because they all go in the same baskets, and they all have that same definition that we spoke about, in that they are unproductive, right? Necessary, by the way, I need to stress that, because I don't want people to be like, oh, how can you say necessary but unproductive? But yeah, so in an ideal world, right, first of all, everybody will be paying pay as you earn, because they'd be earning. That's an ideal world. Mm-hmm. In an ideal world, the taxes you pay would not be getting wasted. In an ideal world, the taxes you pay would be going towards things that we all utilize, right? Mm-hmm. Not just roads and infrastructure. I'm talking security. I'm talking healthcare. I'm talking education. In an ideal world, you shouldn't have to pay extra for those things because you already pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in South Africa, a large portion of your taxes goes towards those grants. And obviously, if it goes there, a large portion of it doesn't go towards the things that are much needed.
And I think that's the nub of the issue, that the DA is saying, okay, fine, we understand all the other grants, but with regards to that COVID relief that is still in place, therein lies the problem. Are you really affecting much change when you're giving someone 375 for a whole month? How much change is that really making?
It's better than nothing, but I don't want to isolate it to just that.
Yeah.
Let's speak about grants as a whole, because the entire concept applies.
Yeah. Let's have the grants, but also, just like the DA said, that let's also talk about stimulating the economy. And we heard the finance minister yesterday speak about infrastructure spending, that it will be the catalyst for growth. And in this regard, they spend or have allocated 1 trillion over the next 3 years. It will be on transport and logistics. I stand corrected. It will also be on energy infrastructure and water and sanitation. If we're talking transport and logistics, this is very important, especially for the mining sector, because they need to move goods to the harbour. So, I mean, if we're spending 1 trillion, or we've allocated 1 trillion over the next 3 years, I think now we'll do both. We'll continue to spend on the grants, but we're also stimulating the economy, and we know that infrastructure spending is the way to go. So I think he's doing both. And again, I hold no one's brief, but I'm just saying, looking at the speech in its entirety, it looked fairly balanced, honestly speaking.
Let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-0959.
Sizwani, I mean, my economics head is with DA on this one. Cut the economic grant. Give the man a skill, not 370. What's 370 going to do? And another thing, why ba increase ama salary wabo laba abasebenza ka government banga increase in minimum wage? Kanti la South Africa abantu ababalekile yini ama government employees wodwa? No, Sizwe. Nabo laba baseparlamenti ama MP, let them get their salaries cut, man. Awu bahola kakhulu for doing nothing.
Okay, so let's say you give him a skill. How long is it going to take to upskill those individuals? And then also, what skill do you give him that isn't easily replaceable, right? Because of the substitution effect. It's not enough to just have a skill. You also got to look at everybody else and go, do they have that same skill as well? And maybe they've got it for cheaper. Now what?
I'm very worried about the fiscal drag, because the more they increase, whether it's salaries, whether it's grants based on inflation, we all know that is invisible tax. This means that actually the taxman is taking way more money than what we expect. So we should have just been, you know, we should have just accepted the 2% VAT increase. Then what is going to happen? We are going to find less money in our pockets.
Mm. So we've actually got a tweet here from Truth Skunk. And he says, you know, government budgets actually don't run like household budgets. Taxes stifle GDP. And the problem in South Africa is supply inflation, not demand inflation. The state literally creates a rand. Yesterday's budget belongs in a pit latrine.
Hmm.
And you see, now he's going into monetary policy. And that we'll discuss when we come back from this.
Yo, I don't want to go into it, because most of the people that I know that are getting them don't even put it to good use, because buyers puzela yona abanye bazibhemela ama drugs nayo. Anywho, I feel like also, man, somehow, some way, social grant should be kept when it comes to labazali. Abazalayo. There are people out here in the communities abazalayo. It's like your kids that are from illegal immigrants come to South Africa, they get the birthing papers, and somehow they're entitled to this. So hey, it needs to be kept, man. Maybe 2 orphans and 3 kids per household, and maybe 2 kids with disabilities. In one household, about 5, but she keeps making kids. Yeah, no, guys, man, the working class is already suffering, but somehow there needs to be some form of strict rules when it comes to social grant.
Guys, mina personally ngivumelana nompho lama grant lawa 2020 we COVID. Guys, lawa grant lawa mele ngabe awasaqhubeki. Number 1, leyo grant leyo election iyamosha. These kids use this money to buy nyaube notshwala. Fine, yes, kona baye abantu abawusebenzisa kahle, but majority, which is the youth, abathola le mali bayisebenzisela into ezirong. Abathathe le mali abayibhajethile ukubhadala la magrant lawo be-350 bafunde amafirm avaliwe because they are liquidated. Avuke lawo mafirm kucashwe abantu ba ene ama-1,000 instead of ama-350. Hayi guys, mina ngiyawabona amanye amagrant kodwa le ye-350, hayi guys, ayiyehle, ayiwe phansi.
Now, so let's get back to Truth Skunk, Bootless Ganga, his tweet that we read before we went to news. It's going to get a bit technical, but essentially, South Africa's monetary policy is based on inflation targeting. So the central bank and the governor, they will obviously just try and target that inflation should be between a certain bracket, right? It's usually between 3 to 6%. And the idea is that whenever you've got high inflation, you increase interest rates. And then if you've got low inflation and you want to spur on, I guess, you want to spur spending, then you decrease interest rates. This only works, however, if the inflation you are faced with is demand inflation. In other words, it's about people wanting to spend in the market because they've got the money to spend, right? There's something else called stagflation, where your economy can be stagnant and you're still getting inflation. So people are broke, but you're still getting inflation. Zim, for example, is a very good example of that, right? Mm. Now, that's not where we are exactly. But if you keep increasing interest rates, you could find yourself in a situation like that. That's a monetary issue now. We can have another show, another 2 hours on that one alone. But that's really got to do with the central bank and the governor. Right now, we're just speaking to a minister, Bandla. Yeah, Nagenje, he's just doing the budget. Collection and allocation. Monetary policy is a government issue. And I'll even say our monetary policy leaves a lot to be desired. But again, we'd need 2 hours to discuss that.
I agree with regards to social grant. Ne? But now, if I were to skill to go and work where? Because we're looking now, there's electricians out here and then there's plumbers by Longhore, they are not working. You go to Babelehi, there were factories there, they say Longhore, they are now gone, Asana span. So it's like people are dependent on it.
Manga tua kufala la makanto, apantua na kufala le 350, tikani solemani. Denge genzi mnye imsebenzi, eglisti si sevenzi. Jeso mnafuri 5 angisebenzi. I have a 26-year-old akasebenzi. You know, na 18 manje uqeda isikolo, mntana mphase ngo-B, kodwa nje ngikutshela ukuthi akunamuntu osebenzayo. Impilo lesi zoyiphila ngoba babheke mina bonke labo bantu nami angisebenzi. Bengenzi something uma ngathi uyadijaniswa leyo mali iyakha imisebenzi bakwethu.
Mina nginenkinga ukuthi every year there's always this on infrastructure, this on work, this is going to create jobs. Guys, nothing is happening. For me, it was just like, they're just looking for another way to take money away from us and do nothing. And then, abayenzi next, labantlaba. Like, ayikho into lamakhehla ayenzayo. Ayikho. Ayikho into ongayibona ukuthi, oh, job creation is improving. Ayikho. Like, I'm tired of the ANC, not DA, because now DA included lab. DA, they agree behind closed doors, and then they say, public, they buy face.
I really think what Mpo is touching on makes a lot of sense. I think 5 years down the line, are we still giving COVID relief? We're not saying that that grant is not important. It definitely is important. But every single person, not necessarily people that are in a category of either a child or something of that sort. That grant, I think a lot of corruption is happening within that grant. That's why it's still continuing. Why is it even continuing from 2025 to 2026?
Mina just, I think ANC nje badlala ngathi, you know, because now I think they're just using leyo grants so that we can feel sorry and then sing a mind le increase the VAT 0.5. Because if it was not budgeted for last year, they introduced the system at 2 ports. And from the reports, we've been told there are billions that were made from those 2 ports. What were they used for?
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.